Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Lush Radio. Yo, we on Lush, are we live right now? Hello. Yeah, you know it's an exclusive show, it's my favorite show. Ha ha. Knowledge. Yo, Lush, you need your vendor. Yeah. One can do it better. Breaking down the news from January to December. No, the show ain't for pretenders. Exclusive for its members. Coming live and direct. Distributed and sold by vendors. Okay. Street blooms to women's views. The voice is what? Tell them what the people choose. Breaking down barriers and exposing fools. Lushy Lush Radio. Message the game like Pro Tools.
Yeah, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, shutting it down. Today is Friday. Thank God it's Friday, man. I know a lot of y'all got y'all paychecks. Happy Halloween to everybody out there doing their thing. It's Halloween. Please be safe out there, man. When you take your kids out, make sure you check their candy. Make sure it's safe before they eat any candy. I know it's a lot of ghouls and goblins out there, witches, Hannah Montanas, Dora the Explorers, you know, Scooby-Doo. You know, y'all doing y'all thing, man, you know, doing y'all thing. Happy Halloween. If you're ever in New York, there's a costume party going down hosted by Reverend Run. Then there's another party. There's some parties going down in Addis Morgan. It's popping down in Addis Morgan if you're in the DMV right now. You know, they shutting it down, doing they want to. AKM Productions is doing the jump off in, down there in the DMV. And Adams Morgan. So y'all need to go check that out. They're doing a 1-2. Like I said, man, Halloween is, you know, different than when we used to come up, you know. You had the trash bags, you know. And it was fun back in the day, you know. It's a lot of stuff going on. But you know what I'm saying? Enjoy yourself today. Happy Halloween to everybody out there doing their 1-2. I want to send a shout-out to Jennifer Hudson's family in regards to the whole situation with her mother being, you know, killed along with her brother and her nephew. So my condolences to the Hudson family, to you. Prayers go out to you, like I said. Shout-out to all the people that's going through cancer, going through any type of disease. My prayers go out to you. And like I said, man, enjoy your Halloween, man. Get your party on, pop your bottles, do your 1-2. And if you don't got nothing to do, come party with Lush Radio. www.blogtalkradio.com/Lush Radio Online. Today, we're going to have your man, the legend, the icon, the one and only, the one they call Special Ed, will be live in the building. You know, he's known for I Got It Made. You know, he's been a very big influence to a lot of MCs out here that's legends in the game. So y'all come through, check it out. You know, if you want to come in and talk to Special Ed when he comes in, call in at 347-826-7722. It's not a game, you know. But I'm gonna go ahead and pay my bills, you know, pay my bills and get my thing. Shout out to DJ Finesse, you know, because without him, you know, I wouldn't be able to have this interview right here. But, you know, this is my man, DJ Finesse. Shout out to Mason Storm doing his thing. Shout out to Ace Diamond. You know, got that hot song called Blow the Whistle. Y'all need to check him out or check out his stuff. Shout out to Mr. P. Diddy, Mr. Front Cover Man doing his 1-2. Shout out to Game Face. Get your Game Face on. To all my people that listened yesterday, I truly, truly apologize. There was a lot of ruckus and craziness going on. I truly apologize. I didn't know what went on yesterday, but I apologize to all my fans and listeners, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, expect a hot show next week, Thursday. Tune in. You know, I love y'all, and I know y'all love me. So check out, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my street queens, you know what I mean? But I got to pay my bills. So check out these commercials, man. Yeah, this is your girl, Lushy Lush. And I'm just telling you, man, if you want nothing but the exclusive fashion, nothing but custom-made jackets,
from furs to shoes to boots. Anything you want to make you feel sexy. We have exclusive fashion and furs. Yeah. Holla at exclusive fashion and furs at www.marspace.com. Exclusive fashion, the number 4, real. Or www.myspace.com/PotterJoh, PotterJoh, or call them at 860-777-6578. And baby, if it's not exclusive, it's not fashion. If you're looking for official management, man, look no further. Your man, Mr. DJ Finesse, a.k.a. DJ Mason Storm, has the hottest management group worldwide, Mace Management Group, LLC, doing it now. If you're an indie artist and you're looking for somebody to have your best interest and have that street credibility, man, it's your man, DJ Mason Storm, DJ Finesse, Mace Management Group, man, shutting it down, man. Also, man, if you're a producer and you need somebody to manage you, holla at your man, Mason, man. It won't stop. We can't stop. Bad Boy, the official DJ of Bad Boy, shutting it down. Also, if you need DJ services, holla at your man, man. It's nothing but exclusive stuff all here, baby. Holla at your man, Mason Storm, at www.myspace.com, Bad Boy with an S, official, O-F-F-I-C-I-A-L, DJ, Bad Boy's official DJ, man, shutting it down, or holla at his email at chosen1369@AOL.com. It's not a game, man.
Yeah, 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 it's your girl, Lushy Lush, man, live in the building, man. I'm going to have my co-host on here. Your man, Mr. Billy Blast, is going to be live in the building, shutting it down on Lush Radio, along with your man, you know, Special Ed. He's going to be live in the building doing his 1-2. So, you know, y'all could call in, do y'all shout-outs. Call in at 347-826-7722. It's not a game. I'm about to go into one of his joints right now. Your man, Special Ed, you know what I mean? He got that joint, I'm Magnificent. You know what I mean? Y'all remember that joint. A 1980-something joint banger. Check this one out, man. I'm Magnificent.
I'm the Magnificent.
I'm the Magnificent with the sensational style. And I could go on and on for like a mile a minute, cause I get in it like a car and drive. And if the record is a smash, I can still survive, cause I'm the man of steel on the wheel that you're steering, or rather playing on the record that you're hearing. You might not understand what I'm saying at first, so act in love, put it in reverse. I'm just conversing with your person, this is just a conversation. I'm special ed with a special presentation. Hey, I like to play, so for me it's recreation. It's not just a job, it's an adventure. If worst comes to worst, I've got the third quencher. But you gotta buy it, don't even try it. I don't rhyme for free, no matter how dry it gets. I collect my money and set, once before the show and again when I jet. So I get mine and I'ma get more, cause I'm financially secure and I'm sure. So I don't need your tips or advice, cause I'm too nice for that to rat. I can't stand mice, I'm like a cat, not a frisky. Battling is risky business, you might acquire dizziness just like whiskey. Isn't this enough? Oh, you think you're tough, cookie? I think you better call your bookie, cause you can bet your life that I'ma play you like hooky. On a Friday, this is my day. When I was through, I heard you say wadi. Diss me like that, I should have repented. Somebody should have said that Special Ed was the Magnificent.
I'm the Magnificent.
I'm the Magnificent, dynamite, super dope, out of sight. Special Ed with my trusty pal. Action love, their rub, we shall continue to win you, yet this is not a game. But I'ma play you if you say you claim to be better. I hate rumors, I get tumors, and I jammy, get Grammy. And yet I'm not an actor, it's just a factor that we're famous. So don't blame us for nothing, action love is cutting, I'm on the rhyme. Skin your teeth and it's your beef that I grind like a butcher. I put you on a table, damn, I didn't cut you, but you're such a little sucker. I might not even touch you. I bet you what you want is attention. Your mother and your father should have used some prevention. Look at all the time and the money they spent. And now you wanna die against I the Magnificent.
I am the Magnificent.
With the sensational style, and I could go on and on for like a mile a minute, cause I get in it like a car and drive. And if the record is a smash, I could still survive, cause I'm the man of steel on the wheel that you're steering, or rather playing on the record that you're hearing. You might not understand what I'm saying at first, so act in love, put it in reverse. I'm the Magnificent.
I'm the Magnificent.
I'm shutting it down. Happy Halloween to everybody doing their 1-2 out there, man. Shout out to Jennifer Hudson's family, man. My prayers go out to you, man. I know y'all remember that joint. I'm the Magnificent, man. I'm taking y'all back, man. I'm bringing history. I'm making history. I got the icon, the legend, your man Special Ed, known for I Got It Made, a member of the Brooklyn Dodgers, shutting it down. BK stand up. Worldwide stand up. The legend is in the building, man. And if y'all want to talk to your man, call in at 347-826-7722. I gotta give him some class though, man. Before I get into it, I know you live on the phone. I know you live on the phone, Special Ed, but I gotta give you some class. I gotta give you your intro, man. Some class.
Yeah.
What's up, Ed? What's poppin'?
Everything good. I'm here, man. You know, I just voted. So I'm feeling like a voter. You know what I mean?
That's what it is. Man,
that's
serious business
right there.
That's a blessing.
That's serious business. And that's really the most important thing on the agenda at this moment. As many of y'all know, there's listeners coming all ages, but whatever age you are, know that, you know, the next president is going to affect your family, your economics, and everything else. So that's the most important thing on the agenda right now.
That's real talk. How was the lines over there? Where were you at? Where did you vote at? What state did you vote in?
In North Carolina, Charlotte.
Okay.
And I just moved here, like, you know, about a month ago, and basically I didn't have any ID or anything with, you know, any utility bills yet, so I went in there and I had to produce some little paperwork, bop, bop, bow, and I registered and voted at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's a piece of news for a lot of y'all out there that's like, well, I'm not a registered voter. You know, that's no excuse. You can register and vote simultaneously.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Get online with everybody else and just make sure you got some credentials, either identification, paperwork, a utility bill, something stating that you live where you say you live.
That's what it is. Y'all heard it first from Special Ed. He said y'all guys can go there and register to vote right there and there and vote at the same time. It's not a game, man. Make your vote count. It's real talk.
Really, though, and I stand behind that 180%. You know, this is the fourth state I'm registered in. I had to re-register every time I move up. So it's important. There's no excuse. If I could do it four times, you could do it once.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And you know what? Out here, where I'm at in the DMV, there was a 100-something-year-old lady that went to vote today. Actually, like yesterday or sometime, she voted 100-something years old. She went out to vote. I was like, wow.
That was a real deal. That's what's up. I commend her for even getting up and getting out of her house to go and do that at that age. Because, you know, at that age, a lot of people would be like, yeah, I lived a full life and, you know, I'm cool, you know what I'm saying? But she's thinking about the future. She's thinking about her grandkids and her great-grandkids, which she probably got some great-great-grandkids. So, you know what I'm saying, depending on what hood she's from. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You sound awake.
That's good.
I told you I get into a different mode when I get on the show, man.
I got you. I see. You came back in from that song like, whoa, like you just ran a mile. I'm like, yeah, Lux, yeah. Go ahead.
Off the hook, man. So, I mean, you know, you're the legend. You're the icon. You know what I'm saying? I mean, You've done a lot of big things. You've been an influence to a lot of people that's out here in the industry, man. And I just gotta say I'm honored to have you on here, you know, seriously. And it's crazy, man. Before we get deep into the whole interview, I want you to go ahead and send your shout outs and do your 1-2 and pay your bills real quick.
Well, y'all come holler at your boy on the MySpace. It's Special Ed Music. Straight up. And I want to shout out everybody, you know, shout out my family, first of all, you know, shout out to God for providing and blessing me for so many years and enabling me to, like you said, influence so many people and inspire so many people. And that means more to me than, you know, all the plaques and all the chains and all the jewelry. Just for me to be able to bless somebody else with a little inspiration so they could go on and they could be successful and do it the way they want to do it, you know. But shout out to Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah.
Shout out to L.A. Shout out to Miami. And now shout out to North Carolina as welcoming me and being, you know, my homes. And just shout out everywhere I've ever been and all the people I've come across. You know what I mean? And state to state, city to country to wherever, planet to planet. You know what I mean?
That's
my shout outs. And once again, Special Ed Music. The MySpace page is Special Ed Music. Holla at your boy.
That's what it is. And I got a caller that's standing fast. I'm going to bring him in real quick.
All right.
901, you're live in the building on Lush Radio with Special Ed, the icon, the legend, hip-hop stand-up. What's the deal? State your business, caller.
What's going on, Ed?
Everything good, man. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. And to the host, how you doing, my lady?
How you doing, player?
I'm doing all right, Ed. I graduated high school in 89. I'm, you know, so I'm about 37 right now, man. And
okay, you beat me by 1 year.
Hey, and I'm telling you, you made my high school years, man. And I was just I was watching Juice the other day, and I showed my son who you were. I let him listen to your music also because the 10 and 14. And I was letting them know, man, that there was a lot of, I'm going to go old school and say, there was a lot of dope rappers out, man, brothers that could really flow and rhyme that didn't have to use all the cursing and profanity and everything.
Right. That's a blessing, too. You know, for me, it's one thing to have, you know, the pen my age lived it and was there, but it's even more of a joy for me to have a new generation having it handed down and having them appreciate me as an artist when they weren't even born yet when I was laying it down. So for me, I like that. I like the parents that care enough to even show them an example of what it's supposed to be or how it used to be, really how it is, but we don't get to see how it is most of the time because of what they try to sell us. So I want to shout you out, man, for real, for even, you know, putting your kids on to that, because a lot of parents won't even care. They'll just let their kids listen to whatever, and they won't, you know, give them the history on hip-hop, which is what they really need. They need that background and to see where everybody came from, where the Lil Wayne's come from and the Jay-Z's come from and, you know, where the new Jay-Z's come from and, you know, everything like that. So it's good to see where we came from and be able to pass that on to the next generation. So I just want to shout you out for even doing that, you know?
And, man, I appreciate it, you know. And the thing about it is I don't knock what the guys do. Now today, I know a different way, but what I will say, and I kind of feel like you and a few other brothers got blackballed when Clear Channel started buying up all the radio stations. Seemed like they had a thing they wanted to put.
Well, you know what? I think that more or less they just tried to impose a certain music on the people, and I don't know if they blackball particular artists. I hope I wasn't on that list, but damn. But I think they more or less was selling what was hip or what was going to make them money, or maybe they was involved in, you know, some part of it. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be the publishing or the just business-wise, you know, advertising. You never know how some of these kickbacks and paybacks go, you know what I'm saying? But my vision is, I think that they just started selling the type of music that glorified foolishness. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I can't really knock it neither, because it's making money for many families and providing jobs and what and whatnot. But I think that they just need to also be able to set an example when it's not on music, when they're giving interviews and when they're on the radio and when they're doing shows. They need to speak with intelligence and let the kids know that music is an art form, just like movies. Yep. You got horror movies, you got comedy movies, you got dramas. So it's the same with music. You know, the music don't define the person. The music is the entertainment source. The person needs to let that be known to the people that, look, I'm not at home cooking up crack. I'm on the road making music, feeding my kids, and then providing you with entertainment. And this is about entertainment. It's not about follow me, let's go to the hood, let's pop guns, let's sell drugs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and somehow it got twisted along the way. You know, like I said, you know, we're about the same age. I'm a Fresh Fest baby, man. You know, I saw him, and I say it. And even with when that East Coast, West Coast stuff broke out, man, I can remember when you was coming up. You know, Pac was cool. Y'all was cool with Mix-A-Lot, you know, out of Seattle. Y'all was cool with N.W.A. And, you know,
yeah, I was cool all over the board. It wasn't no such thing as a East Coast,
exactly,
West Coast at the time. It was a music thing. I've worked
exactly
with Pac. I've worked with Biggie. I've worked with Snoop. I've worked with a lot of artists from all over the place. You know, like
you know,
I said, I lived
on
every coast
doing this thing.
Yeah, so I think it's all media related. the media had propelled and started the propaganda and pushed that beef. And that's what caused so many problems internally amongst friends. Because at the end of the day, a lot of these people are friends. And
yeah.
they have and they just stirring up controversy to cause beef between friends. Pac and Biggie was friends. You know what I'm saying? For a better lack of the word, they was friends. You know what I'm saying? And the media got involved, and all of a sudden, they got beef. And all of a sudden, they both dead.
Let me say this, brother. I got a road, man, but we had a dance out here in Memphis called the Gangsta Walk, man, and you and D-Nice and BDP, man. You know, you all had love down here in Memphis, man.
That's what's up, man. I love Memphis, too, man. And I hope to be there and chop it up and we could, you know, put it down and have a good time. That's what it's really about. It was about us all disenfranchised, urban, everybody, multicultural, us all coming together and having fun without no boundaries.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to tell you somebody else I'm going to throw out, man, that I had on with you, and that was Houdini, man, and the stuff they used to put out, man.
Right, and those is my boys. Shout them out. You know, we still on the road actively, you know, like me, Houdini, Big Daddy Kane, Slick Rick, Dougie Fresh, MC Light, Chubb Rock, Dana Dane, you name it, we on the road. We still do shows together. We chop it up. We kick it. We have a good time, you know, so when you hear about an old school show or us coming out or any one of us, just come out and support and get that vibe, you know, feel what it's supposed to feel like.
I definitely will. Like I said, man, I grew up with hip hop, you know.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Bash all the way down, you know, and when we were going to the skating rink, being young cats, you know what I mean?
That's right.
I saw the whole thing, you know, and I can remember, like I said, I'm in Memphis, but I had everybody record. Shady and Luke, Jam Pony Express, you know, from Florida.
I just had it all
because I soaked it all up.
Yeah, I met most of them cats. I just met them Jam Pony DJ, the Express DJs. I just met them recently. Luke, I've been known forever. He actually brought me down to do a show at the Goomba Festival one year, like way back in the days, and that's how we met and got cool. You know, I respect Luke. He's an entrepreneur in this game. He's like the original Master P. He's where Master P got his game from. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was there, man. That 86 he hit, you know, and did the thing, man. All of you guys, man. You know, whether it be Salt Pepper, everybody, man, you know, just pay major dues, you know. And the only thing, and I'm not bitter about it, but I try to explain to my kids, man, that there was people that had real talent. You know, you had to, it wasn't none of this, man, putting one song out and you on the radio. You had to show and prove, man. So when you bought a special ed tape, you had six or seven joints on there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You had to sell an album. You couldn't just make a one hit and expect to be successful because somebody else got a whole album full of bangers, and that's what you got to keep up with, you know?
Yeah. I mean, man, that's, for me, it's just good just going down memory lane with you, brother, because like I said, I appreciate your music, man, and, man, you had hits, man, that, when they came on here in the club, we sneaking in the club, man, in high school, man. When your songs came on, I Got It Made, man. People gangster walking all around the club, man. You know,
that's what's up, though.
Just take me back, man. And, you know, I got an email today about the 20-year reunion, you know, coming up, man. So, you know, it was just wonderful talking to you.
All right, that's what's up, man. Keep telling the kids. Just keep showing them what it is, what it's supposed to look like, you know?
All right, and keep doing what you do, brother.
Thank you, caller, for calling in, man.
Peace, Lord.
What it is.
All right.
What's what it is.
Yeah,
I got
that, that was your whole interview, Lush. What you gonna do now?
That's not my whole interview right there.
Nah, I'm messing with you.
Dang, my whole. I got one more call I'm gonna bring in, and then we're gonna get down to the nitty gritty, man.
All right, let's do it up.
646, you live in the building with the icon, the legend, your man, Special Ed, is live in the building. I got it made. State your business.
Hey, Slush, what's going on? This is Wisdom Supreme from Supreme Entertainment.
What's up, Wisdom? What's the dealio?
All right. How are you? Special Ed, brother, how are you doing tonight, man?
What's up, man? Peace. Everything is good. Where you from, man?
Born in Harlem, raised in the Bronx.
Okay, that's what's up. I knew by the name, like, you know, that's it. I remember that growing up, you know, there's a lot of 5%ers and a lot of, you know, knowledge in the place, you know what I'm saying? Especially when I was in public school coming up, man, you know, that was real, like, it was real fluent in the community, like, you know what I'm saying? It was a part of our culture. Even whether you was the 5% or not, you knew what time it was, and you had some sort of knowledge because you was listening and you were seeing it right before your eyes every day. But that's what's up.
That's real. And actually, it's funny you mention that, brother, because even though I'm not a 5%er, but I actually I came up about my name. It was inspired after reading the autobiography of Malcolm X. And
okay,
I just,
there
you
go.
Just in terms of, you know, how that brother – lived his life and how he lived out his life according to his doctrine. I just wanted something to kind of express who I was and what I stood for. And during that time, like around maybe junior high going into high school, biggest influences on my life was spirituality and hip hop. So,
right,
you know, that's basically how that came about. And definitely your music was a definite strong impact on me and on that as well. The comment I wanted to make was when people think of artists back during the mid to late 80s, which a lot of people refer to like the golden era of hip-hop, you look at artists like yourself, like an MC Light or a Queen Latifah, a De La Soul, Boogie Down Productions, et cetera. Like, regardless if people were quote-unquote considered positive rappers who spit knowledge itself or not, it seems like within everyone's music there was a certain sense of consciousness, you know, within it, you know, that was either, whether if it was within, you know, heavily saturated throughout their music or just in, you know, how they spoke and how they carried themselves, how they lived out, you know, their lives or how they conducted themselves in interviews, et cetera. And I'm just curious to know how you feel like with the just the overall culture vibe of the music now, where it seems as if, you know, that whole positive message is sorely lacking. I won't say within hip-hop, but within the mainstream maybe, you know, at least as far as like what's on the radio or what you see in the videos and whatnot. How do you feel like that's affecting the overall culture or even just kids in general who, you know, who are listening to the music today? Because I feel like personally it's like, you know, if I was coming up on the music that's going out now and didn't know or didn't have a clue about, you know, the Boogie Down Productions and the Public Enemies and all that from back in the day, I feel sorely cheated, man. I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah, well, see, what happens is, like I was kind of mentioning earlier and we was talking about it, is that the media and these large broadcasting networks, they gearing everything towards, I would say, kind of like self-destruction, man. Like, I don't know if they don't want us to win or what it is, but they just pushing on this gangster rap, which is nothing wrong with gangster rap, but you can't force feed it to our kids and expect them not to react. They're going to follow what they see. You know, that's the nature of growing and learning. As a child, you follow and do what you see when you're growing up. You want to be like that. You aspire to be like that. So basically, they pushing this on us. They force-feeding it to us. And I don't know what they hoping for, but it's our responsibility to separate reality from entertainment. You know, and I think we all have that obligation as artists. I know some artists are real ignorant. They don't care. They speak reckless in interviews. They speak reckless, period. And those are the people that need to be checked, you know, because at the end of the day, they're not doing all that foolishness they say they're doing. especially if they're artists, because they're going straight to jail.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It ain't no game right now, especially how they got the feds and the police watching and monitoring everybody. It ain't no, you can't do all that stuff and talk about it. Real gangsters don't even talk about what they really do.
Exactly.
So in reality, you got these, you know, that's commercial now. What's commercial is to be a gangster. You know what I'm saying? And that ain't even being a gangster. That's just being a storyteller, a tattletale. You know what I'm saying? You dry snitching on real people. They probably taking other people's lives and trying to tell their stories through their records. But it's not you. You ain't old enough, or you haven't lived enough to have done these things that you're talking about.
Right.
You've never had that kind of money to buy this or do that or do this. So what are you really saying and what you selling to the kids? And the thing is, the kids follow what they see. They follow the person that's dressed nice, that got the money, that got the nice cars. But nowadays, it's how you go about getting that. What story are you telling the kids? Why? How are you telling them you got that? Tell them you got it from being an entertainer, from making music, from providing jobs, from selling records, from distribution, from, you know, media, making videos. Don't tell them you got it from slinging and being a gangster, because you didn't. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's real. Who was it? I think it was either Styles or Jada from The Locks that set a line kind of in relation to that, talking about everybody want to be Scarface, but they ain't see the end of the movie. You know, like, you can play that gangster role if you want, but we all know where that leads to in the end, you know, dead or in jail. So,
yeah, I think they just have a responsibility to have a disclaimer. And I don't think that don't make you a real person. I think that makes you a real person. Because you have to differentiate. You have to let a kid know, yo, that's entertainment money. It's like you renting a horror movie, you know what I'm saying? Or you renting a gangster movie or whatever. It's a movie. When the movie go off, we back in the real world, and now you got to focus on this, this, and that. You got to get your education and decide what kind of business you want to get into or what you want to do with your life, you know what I'm saying? That's the real responsibility we have as adults.
That's real talk right there, for real, fam. Callers, I know y'all listening in right now, but y'all got to stand fast for me because I got to get into my interview, and then I want to open up the line so you could talk to Special Ed, the legend. And any other callers or listeners, you call in at 347-826-7722, man. I'm about to get into the nitty-gritty. Wisdom, I'm going to put you on hold.
Nah, don't even worry about it, Lush. I'm going to hop back in the chat room, all right? But definitely much respect and love to you and Ed, man. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, one love.
It is. Thank you so much, Wisdom. So, Ed, man, that's what it is, man. We about to get into the nitty-gritty. I'm about to get into this interview, man. So, we got Special Ed live in the building. Came straight out of Brooklyn. Came out the gang, murdering the whole gang, man. It was crazy. We going to take you back to 1980, man. 1980, back in the 80s, man. Digging in the scene on the gangster lane, man. So,
yeah, for real.
I believe the 80s was the greatest year, man. I think it was realness. I believe that hip-hop had a movement. You know what I'm saying, was talking to the people, was our culture. It wasn't commercialized like it is now, but that's a whole nother story, you know. So, you know, hip-hop has changed a lot. How do you feel, you know, as being a hip-hop artist, being a legend, being an icon, do you feel some of these young rappers that are in the game right now, do you feel like a lot of them still have that movement, or all of it is about just the money and just feeding us a lot of nonsense?
Well, some of us, put it like this. Right now, for everybody, I think it's about the money, because they need to be successful at what they're doing. They need to support themselves and their families and feed their kids. However, there are a number of artists that continue to spread a message and continue to instill a message in their lyrics. I hear it, but I don't hear it on the radio. I got to hear it from their albums, from mixtapes, from freestyles. I hear it from everywhere else but the radio. So my thing is, why is the radio not playing positive messages? Why are they only playing negative messages? That's my question. But there are artists out there. I mean, just to name a few, you know, you got like Talib Kweli, Mos Def, Common Sense. You got some even West Coast cats that they have messages in their lyrics, and a lot of them are still on the vibe of partying and having a good spirit and feeling free. You know, you got like the Alcoholics, and I mean, it's many artists, the list goes on, of different genres of rap. You know, you got holy hip-hop. You got a whole culture out there that's just based on holy hip-hop. They talking about God right now, and I respect that. They have their own award shows. They have their own community, their channels, their fan base. So, I mean, there's different genres of this music, but you only hear one on the radio, which is the main concern. However, all of them provide jobs, provide a future for people that did not have a future until hip-hop. The 80s was sort of the best because it opened the doors for everybody. It was a groundbreaking decade, whereas hip-hop became lucrative, became worldwide, and became recognized as a form of music instead of just some noise on the street. You know what I'm saying? Noise in the park. Basically, it got respected. And I think the respect was due to the success of groups like the Sugar Hill Gang, Run DMC, you know what I'm saying? One of my favorites, you know, was like Melly Mel.
Wow.
Jimmy Spicer, Super Rhymes. Super Rhymes is my favorite all day. I play that record like 30 times in a row. The Wax, on my Fisher Price phonograph. You know what I'm saying? So that's when the music had stories and it was fun and entertaining. And I think the 80s, when we realized we can all make records and we can make music, we had respect, and we knew that there was a responsibility with that. I came from an era of battling on the street,
mm-hmm.
battling in your school, battling in the park. I battled strangers. Yeah, and the deal was you had to be as disrespectful and as respectful at the same time. You know what I'm saying? You can be a little reckless, but you still have to respect the fact that we all are people and we need to have a certain level of respect for each other. Now, it's just straight reckless. You know, they bring your family members in. They talking real stuff, though. You know what I'm saying? And it's real disrespectful. And that's when it get personal. And that's when, you know, lives get lost and it becomes more than just music. And I feel like, you know, it went astray. I feel like the music just got reckless. And,
that's
you know, yeah, that's what it really is.
I mean, you know, the music game right now, you know, is totally different from the movement. And, I mean, you know, I ain't, you know, shutting nobody down. You know, they making their money, they doing their thing, but, you know, like I said, like just like the times when you came out and you was doing your 1-2, and you came out when you were 16 years old, right?
Right, that's when the record dropped. I actually recorded the record at 15 years old. And
wow.
I wrote every word I ever said in my life. I've never been a performer, even though I perform my own lyrics. There's some artists out there that's straight performers. they perform other people's lyrics. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to mention that because a lot of people probably never believe or listening to me be like, you know, this kid couldn't have wrote that. I wrote everything I ever said because I never believed in being a performer. I believed in being an artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Why make music if you're not an artist? You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it's, in R&B, I can understand that because, you know, there's talented writers and talented people with voices. But if you're talking about hip-hop where you're just talking and rapping, you got to at least write your stuff.
That's real talk, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with ghostwriting. It makes money, but damn.
It's a lot of people that are ghostwriters, man. It's a lot of people that are ghostwriters. But people sitting here calling them the greatest ever, but they got ghostwriters and they don't even write their own lyrics. But, you know, to each his own, that's a whole nother story also. You want to talk about the
today?
Real talk. Y'all heard it here, man, on Lush Radio. Special Ed said when he was 15 years old, he was writing his own lyrics. Everything was him. It was nobody else, no ghostwriters. You know, for all them cats that got ghostwriters, you know what I'm saying? 15, he was writing his own lyrics. Real talk.
As
it's not
a
game.
As a matter of fact, too, I was ghostwriting for artists at 15.
Cool.
One of them was the real Roxanne.
What?
I wrote one of her songs on her album. I never got paid for it. She was on Select Records. I'm going to blast them right now. I never got paid. Select Records shitted on me.
On blast.
On blast. They shitted on a kid. I was 15 years old, man. Why y'all do me like that?
Why y'all play Ed like that, man?
Yeah. They put a bad taste in my mouth. Where I ain't even want to write for nobody else. I was like, nah, I ain't getting paid. I ain't doing
that.
That was bad. That was poor management. You know what I'm saying? I should have had people that was on top of that getting my money from them, like how they getting money now for it. You know what I'm saying?
Wasn't a good look, man. That's not good because that's fam. You can't mess with his money like that. Y'all really need to come out your pocket right now and give him his money. Real talk.
They probably don't even exist. They don't exist.
They might have shut down and stuff right after that, too. But you know what I'm saying? So you had the Magnificent, man, produced by Hitman Howie T, man. When you created that song, man, what were you thinking about when you dropped that one, I'm Magnificent, I'm the Magnificent?
Well, basically, for that one song right there, well, not even that one song, but it was a situation where I always brought completed ideas to the table. In the case of the Magnificent, Howie T gave me the beat with the sample on it that said, I am the Magnificent. So
mm-hmm.
from there now, that's one of the first times I had a producer give me a complete song, and all I had to do was fill in the blanks.
Wow.
He gave me the beat, it had a hook in it, and all I had to do was write my rhymes about me being the Magnificent. So that's how that came through. All the other songs, basically, I did like that, but like maybe like the club scene, he gave me that You know, Howie was a creative producer. He would bring my ideas to a final point, you know what I mean? Because I was real raw. I would write like 80 bar raps and just be spit at you.
I remember
and he'd be like, nah, nah, nah. He'd be like, nah, Chief, you got to break it up. Because if you listen to my first album and you count them bars, there ain't no 16 bars. All my joints was just like spitting. I'd stop, start spitting again, stop, start spitting, because that's how I used to do it. I wasn't really into the structure of songs as much as spitting in your face, because
mm-hmm.
that's what it was about. But he stopped me, slowed me down. He said, yo, Ed, you got to do it like this. Break it down here. You put the hook here. Put the verse here. Put the hook here. And, that's when I started to write songs as opposed to just spitting.
Yeah, because a lot of artists have a tendency to do that. He produced I Got It Made also, too, right?
Yeah, Howie T produced the whole first album.
Wow. And,
you know, in reflecting on that, you know, I did have a lot of input in that, and there was even a few tracks Howie was like, yo, you know, you should take the credit for it. And to me, I'm a, what you call it now? I'm real, put it like this, I'm really real. So I'm the type of guy that I was like, no, Howie, you the producer. I'm the MC.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even understand the concept back then of even having your credits. I just knew I wrote my rhymes and Howie made the beat.
Yeah.
But in retrospect, even at that stage in my career, that's when I started to produce, because I started to formulate and put together ideas and sounds and samples, because I used to sit there and pick out the samples with him, too. So that's why he was like, yo, you know, and do-do-do. And I'm like, nah, man, but, you know, I have that type of respect and you know, just admiration for Howie, because he's responsible for bringing that album to fruition and, you know, bringing those tracks to me and putting that legacy down. You know, how he works with me on every album. I don't think I've ever done an album and how he ain't been a part. I call him. I got to sometimes be like, yo, how? Come on, man. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Because how he be doing, you know, he be doing other things too. He be doing his production. He be doing a lot of music that's on TV right now. You don't even know it's how he.
Like what?
It's in the background. Catalog music, like. Stuff that you hear playing on TV in the background, stuff on commercials, stuff like that. Yeah, not even just artists. It's a big industry. It's a lot of ways to get it. And, you know, he's one of the forefathers who expanded off and he's done other things and found other ways to get it, you know. So respect to Howie. Love the Howie, man. I love Howie T, man. Like
Howie. Thank you, Howie.
Yeah, Howie, nobody can tell me nothing about Howie T. Word up. For real, man.
Real talk. You know what I'm saying? For all those, you know what I'm saying, that's listening in, shout out to the whole chat room. You know, Mika, Real Talk Now, Supreme Entertainment, Mr. Tate, all the people that's still on the line. I'm going to open the lines in a few. Just let me get through this whole interview, man. It's about to be wrapped up in a few. I got to drop, you know what I'm saying? I Got It Made. So I can refresh your minds. If you don't know, you're live with a legend. It's not a game. The icon, Special Ed, man. So, Ed, could you stand fast for me? I'm about to play, you know what I'm saying? I Got
Before
It Made.
Before you play that, let me just say one thing.
Go ahead.
I Got It Made has been done over so many times by so many artists. I just want to give all of them a shout out. And just for... That's flattery. You know, imitation is the highest form of flattery. So even like back in the day, Shaquille O'Neal did I Got It Made Over. Recently, Tony Yayo did I Got It Made Over. Lil Bow Wow did I Got It Made Over. Lil Romeo did I Got It Made Over. What's his uncle name? Murda? What's his name? C. Murda. He did I Got It Made Over. I mean, it's just been so many artists. I feel blessed to have had so many artists pay homage in that respect, even if Profile Records jerk me around and don't want to pay me. I'm going to get it they ass, too. We're going to blast them off in a minute.
Everybody going to blast on Lust Radio, man.
Right, but, you know, just to have so many artists pay homage just to, you know, something that was like me kicking it, just spitting, you know what I'm saying? So without further ado, do what you do, boo.
That's what it is, man. Oh, before I get into it, too, also, I heard that, you know, you a big influence of Snoop Dogg, too, man. Snoop Dogg said that you were a big influence.
And Snoop Dogg is one of the realest cats, I must say. You know, when you get a side of his entourage and, you know, you speaking directly with Snoop, he's one of the realest dudes, man. I mean, he's just so forthright and honest about things, because a lot of artists will never tell you that you've influenced them. They'll act like, you know, they the shit, and, you know, they did it on their own. Snoop sat me down and told me personally, and that's why I respect him. You know what I'm saying? I respect him to the utmost. You know, he's a super duper star.
Yo, I got this too, man, because I looked up to you. Not a lot of people know. I used to rhyme back in the day, man, and you was a serious lyricist, man. I mean, the words that came out your mouth, yo, you just had to fall back and pay homage, man. You was doing your one, too. But for further ado, man, you know, I'm about to play this one. I'm taking you back to 1980 jump off, you know what I'm saying? Cross cover, taking you 1980, back in the 90s, all of that, man. You know, Cross Cutters, everything, when hip-hop was real, we bringing it back. We making history. Check this out. I got it made.
Numero uno. I'm not a Puerto Rican, but I'm speaking so that you know. And understand I got the gift of speech, and it's a blessing. So listen to the lesson I preach. I talk sense condensed into the form of a poem. Full of knowledge from my toes to the top of my dome. I'm kinda young, but my tongue speaks maturity. I'm not a child, I don't need nothing for security. I get paid when my record is played, to put it short. I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made. I'm outspoken, my language is broken into a slang, but it's just the dialect that I select when I hang. I play it cool, the schooling is all that I'm about, just fooling with the girlies, yes, and busting it out. I'm special ed, and you can tell by the style that I use. I'm creatively superior, yo. I never lose, I never lost, cause I'm the boss, and never will, cause I'm still the champion. Chief one won't lose until I choose, which I won't, cause I don't retreat. I run you over like a truck and leave you dead in the street. You're inviting me a titan to a battle. Why? I don't need your respect, cause I got it made.
Got it made.
Got it made. I'm talented, yes, I'm gifted. Never boosted, never shoplifted. I got the cash, but money ain't nothing. Make $1 million every record that I cut, and my name is Special Ed, and I'm a super duper star. Every other month I get a brand new car. Got 20, that's plenty, yet I still want more. Kinda find a Honda scooter's got 74. I got the riches to fulfill my needs. Got land in the sand of the West Indies. Even got a little island of my very own. I got a frog, a dog with a solid gold bone. An account to account the amount I spent. Got a treaty with Tahiti cause I own 1%. Got gear outwear for every day. Boutiques from France to the USA. And I make all the money from the rhymes I invent. So it really doesn't matter how much I spent. Because yo, I make fresh rhymes daily. You burn me? Really? Think, just blink, and I've made 1 million rhymes. Just imagine if you blink 1 million times. Damn, I'd be paid. I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made.
I'm kinda spoiled, cause everything I want I got made, I wanted gear. Got everything from cotton to suede, I wanted legs. I didn't beg, I just got laid, my hair was growing too long. So I got me a fader when my dishes got dirty. I got Cascade, and when the weather was hot, I got a spot in the shade. I'm wise because I rise to the top of my grade. Wanted peace on earth, so to God I prayed. Some kids across town thought I was afraid they couldn't harm me. I got the army brigade, I'm not a traitor. If what you got is greater, I'll trade, but maybe later. Cause my waiter made potatoes, alligators who slay. I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made.
Official management, man, look no further. Your man, Mr. DJ Finesse, aka DJ Mason Storm, has the hottest management group worldwide, Mace Management Group LLC, doing it now. If you're an indie artist and you're looking for somebody to have your best interest and have that street credibility, man, it's your man, DJ Mason Storm, DJ Finesse, Mace Management Group, man, shutting it down, man. Also, man, if you're a producer and you need somebody to manage you, holla at your man, Mason, man. It won't stop, we can't stop. Bad Boy, the official DJ of Bad Boy, shutting it down. Also, if you need DJ services, holla at your man. It's nothing but exclusive stuff all here, baby. Holla at your man, Mason Storm, at www.myspace.com, Bad Boy with an S, official, OFFICIAL, DJ, Bad Boy's official DJ, man, shutting it down, or holla at his email at chosen1369@AOL.com. It's not a game, man. Do you want nothing but the bloody hot fire worldwide? Then you need to log on to Lush Radio. It's not a game. They give you nothing but exclusive interviews, hot music, independent and mainstream. It's not a game at all. We went from corners to blocks to www. Log on to Lush Radio. www.blogtalkradio.com/LushRadio9. It's not a game. You heard me? I officially put a stamp on it. This is Cherry from London, and it's not a game, because I listen to Lush Radio out here in the UK, and right now I'm going to take time to eat some tea and some crumpets, and I love you all. Lush Radio.
What's up? This is Letitia, and I'm here with Lushy Lush, because she's
hey.
On LushRadioOnline.com.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, shutting it down, man. I'm making history, baby. It's Friday, it's Halloween. I got your man, Icon the Legend, your man, Special Ed. I got it made. I am magnificent, doing this 1-2 live in the building, man. Call us if you're in the building. Y'all need to stand fast, because we can't do this interview. But if you want to call in, it's 347-862-7722. I know y'all live in the chat room. Peace to the chat room. We live in the building with your man, Special Ed, the Icon. What's up, my dude?
Yeah.
I got to send a shout-out to DJ Finesse, man, because without DJ Finesse, none of this would have happened. You know what I'm saying? That's my big brother, my fam. He doing this 1-2, man.
Yeah, no doubt. DJ Finesse is a good brother, man, you know. Yes. He always show love, and he's very talented, you know. He do his fizzle. So definitely.
But How you get up with my big brother anyway, man? How you get up with DJ Finesse, DJ Mason Storm?
How did I get up with Finesse? I think we had a show out there in Providence, Rhode Island, and that's where we met. And he was just real cool, man. You know, we spoke and we kept in touch. And we actually even started doing like a promoting out there, doing an event. I think it was every week, like once a week at this spot out there in the hood, too. You know, one week we came up there, they had a car right in front of the club, empty with like 20 bullet holes in front in the car. So I'm like,
wow.
Yo. I'm like, yo. People ain't going to come inside, and they got a car sitting right in front of the door with 20 bullet holes in it. But so we came to was good. But, you know, it was some good times, some fun times, man, just growing up and learning the game and doing things and just working together. You know, I'm the type of dude that if I come across somebody that's real, you know, that's all that enough said. You know what I'm saying? You real, I'm real. You know, we recognize each other. And Finesse is one of those dudes.
That's what it is. Shout out to my big brother, DJ Finesse, doing your 1-2, man. You know I love you, big bro. Man, so, I mean, you was part of the, you know what I'm saying, the Crooklyn Dodgers, man. How was that, man? You know, I had Ace on here. I had Master Ace, like, maybe, like, last week or so. I had him on here.
Oh, that's what's up. Shout him out. Shout out Buckshot. You know, it was a privilege and honor for me, man, because I always felt as if, you know, I represented to the fullest. I wore it on my arm, on my back, on my leg. I was, you know, Brooklyn all day, Flatbush, all that and all that. And I didn't feel until then that I've ever gotten any, not recognition because, you know, people know me for that matter, but I've never gotten the acclaim that I deserve for representing in that way. You know, I put it all over the world.
Yeah.
And
And then when Spike and Q-Tip actually produced the record, him and Ali Shaheed Muhammad, they produced the record, and they had to, I guess, reach out and capture the essence of Brooklyn. And they reached out to myself and Master Ace and Buckshot. And, you know, just for them reaching out to me alone when no one else had, until then I've never really had done any collaboration with any other artists on that level. You know, I've done a lot of indie stuff, but I've never done anything where this is for a movie or this is for that, or, you know what I'm saying? So I felt good about that, man. I was like, yeah, finally. And it's Crooklyn. You know what I'm saying? So that was a double whammy for me. I was like, yeah, that's what's up. I'm going to represent on that. Because that was my whole aura.
That was a hot joint, man. That was really hot.
So we recorded that. It was a banger. And I just loved it. You know what I'm saying? I just like being appreciated for what I represented and having them make me a part of it. Because I was just, you know, till then I was like, yo, come on, man. Everybody doing everything all over here and ain't nobody holler at the kid about, you know what I'm saying? Look, this is me. This is me. Everybody else swear they, you know, when you think Brooklyn, everybody talk about a few people. There's a few names they mention. Nigga, I was putting it down for Brooklyn. I was going all over the world, up in everybody's face, talking about Brooklyn. What? Flatbush Brooklyn. Know what I'm saying? So, it's just like a slap in the face today when you say Brooklyn, and, you know, they only mention a few names. Like, I ain't put it down. Like, I ain't put it on the map. No,
man, you put it down, son. You put it down, son. Don't worry about all that. You know your fans know you put it down, man. Don't even worry about that, y'all.
Yeah, but, you know, real is real, though. We in 2008 right now, and if you ask a cat, yeah, who put it down, who represent Brooklyn, who put Brooklyn on the map, they going to say some other shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to feel disrespected. I'm going to have to say some shit. You know what I'm saying? Yo, we going to blast, y'all. Yo, we gonna blast off on Lush Radio. Word
man,
up.
We about to get real. You know, let me stand fast on that real quick. I'm about to bring in my co-host Billy Blast from Vintage Beast, man. Billy Blast, you live in the building. What's the deal, man?
What's good, Lush? What's going on?
What's up, fam?
I'm chilling. How you?
I'm great, right, man.
Good?
I'm live on here with a legend, man, an icon, man.
Yeah,
I can't
hey.
Yo, what up, man?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Everything good, man.
That's what it is, man. It's actually an honor to even be, you know what I mean, to be on the phone with you, man. I'm from the era I got it made, man. I just want to salute first off. Let's start with the salute first, you know what I mean? I got it made, man. Like, wow. That's
yeah,
what it is,
know,
man.
When I was in junior high, right, I had
right.
older brothers. And they was all into the style and the fashion, you know, Clarks and shark skins and mock necks and all that. When I was in junior high, like, I was one of the first kids my age to get a pair of Bill Blast jeans. And I remember these girls following me in the hallway looking at my ass, trying to see, like, bending down, literally trying to see what type of jeans I got on. And they like, what's that? I'm like, this is Bill Blast, baby. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
that's an excerpt right there. Wow.
Yeah, that's real deal. Junior high. That's what's up.
Wow. That's what it wow. is. And when I was in, you know what I'm saying, when I was coming up, man, I was on I Got It Made, man. When I first got my Elite, I thought I was the man. I'm riding around on that maroon scooter, man. That little burgundy was the Elite 250. I thought I was real cool, man. You'd have thought I was on like a Kawasaki or something, man.
You know, I used to try to ride with no helmet and my eyes start watering and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Word up, man. If my man Polo is listening, man, I remember my man Polo was the one who put me on the Elite 250s, man, the burgundy joints, man. We had the two Elite 250s.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I'm doing the most.
Yeah, man, getting it, man.
Yeah.
I mean, what's going on, though, brother? How you, man? How things, man?
chilling, man. Everything good. Just relocating once more. Just trying to see where the economy's at, where it's going. You know what I'm saying? What's going on in this country, in this world? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Why is it going down like this? But I'm still recording. I'm still writing. You know, I'm about to put it down one time and see if the people going to eat it up. You know,
okay.
I got to put it down because I hear a lot of artists out there that's, you know, basically doing me for a better lack of the word. Doing
okay.
me, and I want to do me.
Doing you. Okay.
You said,
okay.
I want to do me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why should you?
Lush Radio Online.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm about to do that right now. I'm going to do this next album. Actually, I'm finishing it up right now. It's called I Am Legend.
Wow.
Straight up. Yeah. So
okay.
I'm finishing that up right now. And I got a few people on there, and I got a few more people I'm waiting on. And I don't like to drop names, you know, because I am the name. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to just do it like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I Am Legend.
Good.
Oh, nah.
That's what it
right
is.
Now.
Hey, so real quick, man, I'm about to, you know, go to the callers because I got patient callers. The line's been blowing up like crazy since we've been talking, man. I'm about to bring in. They've been blowing up like crazy, man. The lines are crazy right now. I'm about to bring in a caller real quick. 404, you're live in the building on Lush Radio with Billy Blast and Icon the Legend Special Ed, man. State your business.
What's going on, yo? This is Real Talk Now, 718. Lush, this is a wonderful show. Ed, yo, my man, you got me in a lot of trouble, my man, when I was younger. Understand, I'm 29. Back when Youngest in Charge came out, that was the first. that was the first tape I purchased. With hard earned money, as far as you know, I had to go to the local barber shops or you know, do a little house chores or whatever. I would get my money, run down to Jamaica Ave, and put that shit in my Walkman and walk back and just listen. And that was like that right there was a lot of took a lot of effort because, you know, nobody ain't gonna give a kid no money, especially a 9-year-old snot nosed kid. No money at that time, but I mean that's what it is. But that's one thing I really do treasure. Youngest in Charge to me really meant a lot, and that was like one of the first. That was the first album I ever like really studied. I have an older brother, and he was into at that time, which was like basically Run. I mean anything Golden Era, so like Run, Light, or whatsoever. And I ran your tape so hard, and I really loved Youngest in Charge, man. That was
I appreciate that, man, and I respect that, you know, as a grown man, even being able to, you know, say that, you know what I'm saying, because a lot of people today can't even admit that, you know, they own their own thing, so I respect that, man. Word up.
I know, and it's like, for me, like, you came into the game with a banger, and that's a blueprint, and one thing about you that you never said or I never really heard you say so far in interviews, that you have what a lot of people, what a lot of rappers want to have now, and it is swag. You was very cool, very, you know, you had a good aura about you, and it wasn't nothing dirty or grime or anything. You was very clean cut and everything, and just your flow was just phenomenal.
I appreciate that, man. Word up, for real. Because to me, you know, it was about that. It was about being fresh and being different. I always strive to just be different. I ain't want to sound like nobody else, you know?
No. You're right. And that's amazing that you did that. I know you did that at a young age, but the fact that when you think about it, 15, I was doing a lot of things at 15, and, you know, none of them could compare to what you was doing at that age.
Well, I appreciate that, man.
I mean, from Brooklyn? I'm originally from Queens, but right now I reside in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, okay.
I'm just a big following, man, and this is my first time ever tuning into Lush Radio, and this is where it's at, man. It's a wonderful show here.
That's what it is, man.
I don't want to.
Lush.
Yes.
That's what's up. I appreciate you,
my brother, for calling in, taking your time out. You could be doing anything else, but you decide to call in and show the love. That's what it is, man. Spread the word.
Thank you very much. Y'all take care, all right?
That's what it is.
All right,
peace, man.
Later. I got another caller calling in. 718, you're live in the building on Lush Radio with the legend, the icon, your man, Special Ed. State your business.
You heard the wish, who's the fish? What's up, Lushy Lush?
What's the deal, my
cool
man?
What's up, Vlad? What's the deal? Special Ed, what you do, fam?
Everything good, baby. Just here holding it down, you know?
Yes, sir, man. Lushy called me up and told me you was on. I was like, well, I'm always going to support Lush, period. But then when she told me you was on, I definitely wanted to hear it up on this. It's refreshing hearing you up and hearing what's been popping. And I want to see what you're boiling out for, you know, the two beyond. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely got to link up with you too, my brother. You know, I'm hearing you still doing things. So I want to see what you got cooking. That's what's cracking.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, anybody want to communicate, I'm on the MySpace, and the name is Special Ed Music. So y'all go to the page, Special Ed Music. You know, I check it myself. I keep it real, and I'm there. So anybody want to communicate, collaborate, do anything, bookings, whatever, just holler at me. That's what it is. But, yeah, I'm still recording.
Tell them the whole page.
Huh?
Tell them the whole page. Say the whole page out so some people might not understand, man.
Oh, it's myspace.com/specialedmusic. And right now we in 08, man. If y'all don't know already, man, MySpace, you got to know all that WW stuff, man. It's special.
Also got to check out our meme.com because that's like the new music, MySpace popping out right about now. That www.imeme.com is a main move, too. Because
okay,
there's so many things going
on
in MySpace. Yeah. Oh, you know.
I got to get
Y'all also got to check out that Lush Radio online.
For real.
Oh, yeah. That's the community.
Y'all
got to
check out that Lush Radio online. That Lush Radio online is crazy.
Lush Radio online/ Special Ed Music. That's where I'm at.
Check out.
Y'all got to support this brother. He doing real positive things. Hey, he ain't gone. He here forever, man. He laying it down like LL. It's never dead, man. It's still here. Hip-hop lives forever, man. It's in your bloodstream, baby. Come on, man. Get with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt. I want to shout out dudes like LL too, man, because really and truly, even though he's doing his acting and he's doing all that other stuff too, he's still making his music. You know what I'm saying? He's still putting out albums, and I respect that. You know, he's an artist that's fortunate enough to be in a position where he has a deal that he can live with and agree with and still put out music on, you know. So shout out him and, you know, everybody else that's still doing it, man, because it is a struggle. It's a hustle, you know. And sometimes,
speaking of which, he got an online community too.
See, artists sometimes lose their drive and their direction because this industry – you know, this industry will fuck you up, you know, if you don't stay focused and do what you do. It'll make you think, you know, that you this or you that or you ain't, you know, in the loop. It ain't that. You got to do you. You know, once you got your fan base and your fans that like what you do, you just got to stick with it. So I want to shout out all them artists that's still going strong and still representing themselves.
And that's what it is, man. I got another caller, 770. I know you've been waiting patiently on the phone, 770. You're live with the legend, the icon, your man, Special Ed. State your business.
Hold on, little bro. There's a legend on the phone. Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
What's up, man?
Hello, family. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Revelation, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to say keep doing your thing, man. You know what I'm saying? No matter what them haters say, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been up on that music tip, dog. You know what I'm saying? I know what you're going through. You know what I'm saying? Man, you know what I'm saying? Only God can judge. It's a God sitting high looking low, man. And he know everything that you're going through, man. He know everything everybody going through in the world right now. And, man, I just stopped back and listened to you, man. And, yeah, you a real dude, man. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that, too. God bless you, too, man, because a lot of dudes, you know, don't talk about God. And
oh, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you hear Revelation. Yeah, I appreciate it. For sure, man.
Revelation, where you calling from, brother?
Oh, man, I'm from Atlanta, man. You know what I'm saying? Powder Springs, Georgia, man.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my little brother, man. I got him right here listening to Legendary on the phone, man, with me. He right here sitting on my little lap, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is, man.
Yeah, word up, you know. He's sitting on my little leg and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? My knee like.
Let him listen to a legend right now. That's
yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then he love music too, boy. I swear he do, you know what I'm saying? I swear.
Yeah, what's up, man? Just keep continue to educate him, man, and make sure he know God and he know the truth, and you know, he going to be good, man. That's what it's about. It's about the youth and the next generation coming up and making sure they stay focused and righteous.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A lot of people losing their way in this world right now.
Right.
You don't need to know the truth, you know?
Yeah, you're right, man. And I've just been listening to the legend, man, you know what I'm saying, especially in hearing all the struggles he went through, man, because I do it too, you know what I'm saying? And I do it with my homeboy, Patchy, you know what I'm saying? And we off in the struggle like that, you know what I'm saying, trying to do shows and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And it's all just learning experience, you know what I'm saying, listening to this legend state their business and his history over the phone, man. And I mean, he done did it. He doing it. He's still on the grind. He ain't gave up, even though he felt like his bone may have been vexed. You know what I'm saying? He's still real. You know what I'm saying? And that's
Hush Radio Online.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Is,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's real life shit right there. You know what I'm saying? And I salute that dude, man. You know what I'm saying? 100%.
That's what it is. That's what it is, caller. We appreciate your call, man. That's what it is. Shout out to the ATL, man. Shout out to the little man on your lap. That's what it is, my man. That's what it is. Log on to Lush Radio Online. It's
you know,
on
Lush Radio, Revelation, man, and a big special ed, man. Shout out. One.
That's what's
later.
Up, baby. One love.
I got one last call. I've been waiting patiently, man. 732, you're live in the building. What's the business?
Hello, hello, Lushy Lush. How are you? My name is Keisha Green. I'm calling from Jersey. What's up, Special Ed? I called in. I got a text from Wisdom. Shout out to Supreme Entertainment. He told me that Special Ed was on the show, and I said, oh, my goodness, because I'm an 80s head for real. So I said, I said, I got to call in. I said, wow, Special Ed, I remember I got it made. That was back in the day when we would just rap about just regular stuff. Like, we were being arrogant and cocky, but it was all good. We wasn't going to get shot up after the words or anything. It was just real music. And he was just, like, he was just so cute with it, too. That's when, you know, Pretty Boys was making that little entrance into rap. And so it was just like, wow. It was just like, oh, I'm serious.
I'm still the prettiest rapper ever alive.
I believe it, but I was just like, oh, my goodness. And then when he came out, I'm the Magnificent. I'm like, uh-oh, wait a minute. This is great. I remember that video with the hovercraft. I was like, oh, I got to meet him. He is just super cool. So it was just a wonderful era. It was definitely. I remember the first, I live in a little suburb here in Monmouth County, New Jersey, and Special Ed came to the roller rink, and I was begging my mother for like 2 weeks straight, I got to see Special Ed. My mother was like, I don't give a fuck about no Special Ed. You staying in the house. What do you mean? I need to see Special Ed. She's like, I don't care about no Special Ed. So I'm like, oh, my goodness. But I definitely want to just call in, support you, Lushy Lush, for a great show, great interview. Special Ed, keep doing your thing right now with the industry and music. Nobody makes real music. We just get up there and just run off the mouth about some car, some jewels, something, whatever. And it's just like you're talking, and it's kind of like Charlie Brown and the teacher that wonk, wonk, wonk. You know, you can't, how many times can you hear it over again?
Right.
How many times? So I'm serious. Y'all laughing.
Right,
I'm dead.
Right.
You, how many times do you hear that same song?
Vintage Beach makes great music.
You know,
Vintage
it's just crazy.
They make great music. Lush Radio Online.
Exactly.
Great music.
And they forget about real, the essence of real hip hop. Like I have a 13-year-old son, and he pulled out this CD, well, a tape, and he was like, "Ma, you know about N.W.A.?" I said, "That's before your time, boo." And he was like, "No, this." He goes, "Yeah, this is real old school." I said, "Dang, old school! You know nothing about old school." I said, "But it is what it is." So he over there bopping his head, and I'm like, "Wait a minute, let me take you back. Let me take you back before getting shot up was cool. Let me just take you back when you just listen to music." And he was just talking about how he is just the flyest thing. And y'all all looking on the curb like, "Wait a minute, Special Man, he is kind of fly. He's in his own little area, and it's just like he's cool." So, Special Man, props to you. Come back out, please. Please release a CD and just let them know that this is not a game. They over here, you know.
They
want to
hear the Magnificent out there.
Yes, please bring it.
I'm finishing the album right now, boo. I am legend.
Please bring it back. Please bring it back. I just wanted to call in. Thank you, Lushy Lush, for taking my call. I was waiting. I'm like, is she going to take the call? I'm like, I'm sitting here. I had a little girls' night for my daughters for Halloween. He's sitting here watching A Nightmare on Elm Street. I'm like, all right, come on. But, yes, thank you.
That's what's up, my sister.
That's some positive energy right there.
Continue success to each of you. Thank you. And y'all have a good night and just keep doing what y'all do because I'm here. I'm listening. I ain't going nowhere.
That's what it is. Stay blessed, my sister.
Bye-bye.
That's what it is.
All right.
That's the
truth
right there, yo.
I'm saying you're going to hear from the people. That's where you hear the truth, from the people.
That's what it is.
So you gotta always keep your ears open to the street and to the people and hear what the truth is. You know?
That's what it is. That's why they call me Lushy Lush, the people's voice. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people, the people that want to be heard, man. I try to open this up for a platform for people so they can get heard because, you know, the industry right now is not really playing like Commons and people like that. I'm trying to make history. I'm trying to bring it back. I'm trying to educate the people. That's why I started Lush Radio Online because it's real talk. We need to let these youths know that, look, you can rhyme, but you don't have to always use profanity. You can rhyme and still put a message out there. You know what I mean? You can rhyme and still do something for the community, you know? Make your own movement. Be yourself. Be an individual, man. Stop swagger jacking. You know what I mean?
Stop wearing them tight pants, man.
Stop wearing freaking cosmetic purses.
Let me shout out somebody, man. It's another young artist out there that I feel is doing the right thing, even though, you know, his music may be in the genre of maybe hardcore rap or trap music, as they call it, T.I. Even though T.I. is making certain types of music, like we say, it's a form of entertainment, and he understands that concept. And when he speaks and when I see him do his interviews and stuff, he does what he's supposed to do. As an artist, he puts that responsibility on his shoulder, and he spreads the correct message, which is the truth. So I want to shout out T.I. just as
that paper trail is crazy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, and just as a example of what I'm talking about is you can make any type of music you want, but when you open your mouth in an interview or on the radio or on television, you got to keep it 100% real to yourself and your family and your fans. And he does that. And I respect T.I. for that. You know what I'm saying? As a young artist, I respect that man. So that's just an example I want to throw out there of how it's supposed to be. Even if you're making trap music, even if you have lived a certain type of lifestyle, don't preach that or put that on the kids. Teach them the right stuff. Tell them what it's supposed to be. You know, tell them don't be like me if you've been like that. You know what I'm saying? I've done this. Don't do this. You know what I'm saying? This is what you need to do. So he's spreading the right message, man. I like that. So just as
Radio Online.
That's real talk, man. And I'm loving Billy for sitting here throwing them plugs out there like that. But with T.I. situation, man, like, you know, shout out to T.I. He came out with a better album. But the thing about it is, you know, some artists get caught up in once you got your name out there and everybody's buying it, you can just throw out anything to us and you think we just going to buy it. But they don't understand that this blogging thing holds very heavy weight right now. Like these artists, these consumers, the man is, you know, is consumers. Without the artists, there's no consumers. You know what I'm saying? We got consumers out here that are really actually paying attention to what these artists are doing right now. So if you give us garbage, they definitely going to put you on blast. Now, that T.I. versus T.I.P. was not his best work. He threw it out there. But when he went through his whole situation and he sat down and he went and actually saw what his fans were talking about, he came out with this hot album, Paper Trail, which I believe, to me, is serious. I believe that it's sending a positive message, and he showed all his lyrical skills, and he really came out with some hotness, and I respect him for doing that, actually taking the time out to listen to what his fans were saying to him. And he did this album for the fans, real talk.
That's
a lot of artists out here are doing it for the fans, you know. I appreciate him for that.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, that paper trail is the paper trail is like one of the best to dates of T.I.
For real talk.
And probably because of the fact that his situation, you know what I'm saying, due to his situation, it came out the way it did. I think that played a whole part in the way his album was constructed also.
Yeah, well, life itself is a learning experience, and had he not gone through some of the things he's gone through, you know, it may have came out differently. Everything is for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that, you know, it's good that he's going through that stuff, but, you know, it has helped him in his life, period, I think. Just on his outlook and his message and what he has to say now about things. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? God bless him, and may he continue to do the knowledge, spread the knowledge and the word, and make good music, you know what I'm saying?
Look, if I could ask you a question right now, like what would it be that you can tell people right now that's trying to come up, like, in the industry also? Everybody wants to be a rapper right now because BET is telling everybody that, you know, everybody has a chance to be a rapper. Like, in the situations that you've been in, what would it be that you can tell the people that's trying to come up to watch out for, to be careful for, from your own experience?
Well, what I have to tell the people is that there is no standard in the music or entertainment industry. What you think, what deal you looking for, there is no deal. The deal is what you accept. So if you accept a situation with a company, then that's the situation you got to live by. You can't say, you know, I got this deal or I got a bad deal or I got a good deal. You got to accept what you're going to accept or willing to accept. The terms are always negotiable, and the ball is in your court if they want you. You know what I'm saying? So make sure that you negotiate something that's going to be beneficial to you on the front end and the back end. Don't just accept any old thing. Because for that matter, you might as well just do it yourself and go independent and go digital and do it like that. Otherwise, you know what I'm saying, it's 08. No, you can't cry about no deal right now. You got to make a deal.
Is that relevant to you right now? Like, you think that would be a way? That's a way for you to come out to try the digital way?
Yeah, well, I'm doing digital in addition to everything else. And another thing I would like to mention out there to a lot of artists is that you have national distribution, and then you got 100 other countries in the world. And each one of those countries is an individual deal unless you get a global international deal. So just be knowledgeable about that.
you can either obtain a separate deal in every region, every market, every country, or, you know, it's different deals. Like I'm saying, there's no standard. There's no one deal. So when you say, you hear artists say, yo, I want a record deal, do you know what you're asking for? Do you know what you want, what you're looking for? You know what I'm saying? There's national distribution, there's international, and then there's country to country. There's digital. Of course, I'm going to do it all. I'm going to do everything that I can to maximize my whole thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be, you know, just here in the U.S. You know what I'm saying? I don't want one company that's just going to do what they can. I want to maximize it. I want it online. I want it on every site. I want it everywhere you can download. I want it everywhere. So that's really the goal, is to, you know, make it into multiple deals. Do as much dealing as you can. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is, right there. You heard that right there for Special Ed, the legend, man. It ain't about chasing that dream. It's about selling units. And you really need to educate yourself, man, in regards to this industry, because this is a business, man, when it all comes down to it. It's a business. You need to research everything before you jump into the game, because you do not want to get done in the butt with no lubrication, because that's how they do you in the industry. So let's get real with yourself, man. Get your business together, for real, because I don't want to see you caught out there, man. I want you to get as much as you can get, because talent is priceless, for real.
Yep, and then a lot of artists get with these companies that shelf them, and they never come out.
Yep.
We know about that one.
You got contracts where they ain't reading the stuff, and they done sound all their royalties and rights and everything, and then they leave the company, and all they got is they hat on their head that they came in there the first time with. You know what I mean?
Right.
We know about that one.
Right, and now you got digital royalties too. So you got to, you know, just like you got publishing and radio royalties, you got digital royalties too for internet and digital spins and all that. So just, you know, you just got to do your research, do your homework, and know what it is for real.
That's what it is, man. So, you know what, I know you did a cameo in Juice. How was that, man? How was that, that cameo in Juice, man?
That cameo, I ain't even have two words. I ain't even have one word. It was a visual from a distance. Anyway,
it was kind of visual from a distance. I'm glad you said it, because I was like, damn, man, like, I mean, you was there, but yeah, you're right. I was like, wow.
They call it a cameo. That was big then, though, you think?
Yeah.
Nah, that was real. What happened was I read for a different part in the movie, and I didn't get it. So basically, I was cool with Pac. So Pac, I found out he got a part in the movie. So I was like, oh, shit, my man, my son in the movie, woo, woo. So he was in New York, and you know Pac was living on the West Coast. So when he came out here, you know, few friends he had, and you know, people would come hang out, whoop, whoop, whoop. So I went up to the set to go hang with my dude, and we was talking, and I was like, yeah, son, I read for this movie, whoa, 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 I ain't get the part. He's like, what? He's like, damn, Special Ed, they ain't give you a part in the movie? I'm like, yeah, son, it's all cool, though. He's like, nah, fuck that. So he goes to whoever he goes to. Next thing you know, I'm in a little cameo. I'm like, all right, what's up? My nigga, yeah. So they had, originally some little Jeep, like a hard top Wrangler with the top off. You know them Jeeps with it without no top.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was like some wild color, you know, some crazy shit with fuzzy dice or something. I'm like, nah, man, I ain't getting in that. I'm like, yo, y'all got to use my whip. You know what I'm saying? My whip is hotter than that. Come on now. So they looked at my whip, was like, oh, all right. So basically, me and my car got a cameo.
How they gonna put you
in the Wrangler when you coming off a hovercraft, man? Like, you don't get a hovercraft in a Wrangler. You know what I mean? Come on, man.
Yeah.
Don't get off a hovercraft and get in a Wrangler.
The only other thing I would have suggested is they should have upgraded the chick, but you know.
Hey, but you know what? You know what though? She does have that classic snorkel on.
Yeah, for real.
That snorkel is a classic. That orange snorkel is a classic.
Oh man.
Well,
back in the day, the real classic snorkels was green with the orange hood inside.
Wow.
I mean? That's the real classic snorkels from back in the days. They was the green army joint looking joints with the orange inside the hood.
Wow.
I remember that.
That's
what's up.
Huh? So what about that cameo you did over there in the Cosby Show, man? JT Freeze.
That was on some real relationship type thing, because you know me, if many people don't know, I wasn't trying to act, you know what I'm saying? It just came with the business, you know. I was,
you had the look, you can get in a bank with no money.
So,
you had the look, you knew it too, you had the look.
So what happened was Malcolm Jamal Warner, who was Theo, He actually directed two of my videos. He did The Magnificent, and he did Come On, Let's Move It.
Wow,
so
I didn't know that.
Wow.
Yeah, so he did both
wow,
of those
deep.
Videos for me. Yeah. He was in one of them. He was in, I think, The Magnificent at the beginning or something. And he was dancing in it at the end, too. He was dancing, doing his little moves. Anyway, what happened was the part came up, and they needed a rapper to play the part because they wanted to, you know, make it a little authentic, have a rapper in it, make it popular. And Malcolm put me on to the role. I think he actually directed or co-directed that episode. Because
okay.
When you didn't see him on the show, he was still on the set because he moved up. He started directing and stuff like that. So
oh.
He put me on. Yeah. He was doing some big things too. So he put me onto the part after directing two of my videos. I guess he was like, you know, that's my boy. Let me put him on. And he actually, you know, put me onto it. But it was cool. You know, it was a nice experience. And it was good for me to just be like, you know, one of the, I guess, only rappers to appear on that show. Not that, you know, not that they should have had a bunch of rappers on it. But, you know, it was an honor for me because Cosby Show was a big show. It was a very big show, actually, and just to work with
it was the hottest show, man. It was doing it.
Yeah,
thing.
Real.
And just to work with, you know, Phil Cosby and the whole crew, and see Lil Rudy grew up. You know what I'm saying? I see her.
He grew up.
Yeah.
Lil Rudy
grew up, so I want to shout her out and the whole crew. You know, Bill Cosby and Felisa Rashad and, you know, Malcolm and everybody. You know, it was a good experience for me, and it put me in a different light too. And a lot of people knew me from the Cosby Show. A lot of kids, the younger generation, be like, "Yo, yeah, that you was on the Cosby Show." Before they talk about my music, they be like, "Yeah, you was on the Cosby Show." I be like, "Yeah, I was, huh?" That's funny.
Oh,
it's funny to me when they do that. You know?
That's what's up. So
yeah.
So you came out with Young in the Charge, 1989, Legal, 1990, Revelations, 1995, The Best of Special Ed, 2000, Still Got It Made, 2004, and you're coming out with I Am Legend. So,
mm-hmm.
man, I mean, you dropping it, man.
Yeah, 2009, yeah, you know, I'm doing it for the people, man, for real, for the fans, because I feel like I owe it to them, man. Like, every day of my life, like, I go somewhere, they're like, "Yo, what's up, when you going to put out some more music?" And it's like, they want to hear it, and that's really my motivation, is the people, because they want it. If they didn't want it, it wouldn't probably, you know, make a difference to me. I'd be like, "All right, whatever."
Yo, you heard your fan come on here. She said, "Please, please,
right.
Give it to us. We need it."
I got them. I'm going to put it down. I got it. It's already.
No, you got one more. At least one more in you, brother.
Yeah, I got it. I got it in me. You know what I'm saying?
He got more than one more. I think he's going to come back to back, man. I'm scared. I'm scared, man.
don't be scared. It's going to be the truth. It's going to be uplifting. It's going to let a lot of people free from the shackles and chains.
Hip-hop need a brother question right now.
I had another question for you. I shout out to Supreme Entertainment Wisdom. He had a question for you. He said, how did you feel about Ice-T dissing Soulja Boy? Was it justified, or was Ice-T out of, stepping out there? Was it wrong for him to say that, or what? You know, how did you feel about that situation?
I feel like Ice-T is a seasoned, experienced artist, and Ice-T can pretty much say whatever the hell he wants. And if he feels like speaking out against something he feels is some bullshit, or whatever his reasoning is, Ice-T is not just going to say something frivolous to get recognition, because he is already recognized internationally. And Ice-T still works. Ice-T still gets his money. So for him to feel the way he felt, I don't know what the statement was. I really didn't even hear that. But I can say that if Ice-T spoke out against anything, it's because he felt it and he felt the need to. And I think he has the right to, because he's one of the forefathers of this game. He put it down for many years, and, I respect his decision. At the same time, though, I can say that I don't know Soulja Boy's music, but I know that he's a young brother that is trying to better himself, perhaps his family. I don't know what his vision is or his drive or motivation is, but I can say that with his success comes the success of others around him. So he's doing something that's positive in that respect, but as far as musically, I don't even know his music, so I can't comment. But obviously, if Ice-T got a problem with him, it's justified by him. And I don't have no problem with Ice-T having a problem. If he got a problem with him, it's for a reason. That's what I mean. It's for a reason. If he says some shit, he meant it, and it's for a reason, and I believe him.
That's what's up, man. Hey, man, you know, right, you know, before, you know what I'm saying, we go later into it, you know, I got a little bit of time, but you still do a little bit of freestyling, don't you?
I do a little bit of everything, man. I do a little texture spraying, paint spraying, renovation. I do a little drywall spackling. I do a little everything. Feel me? I do a little real estate. I do a little management. I do a little production. I do a little radio. I do a little of everything, boo, you know? I'm a jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades, man. But I'm saying, man, you know, I gotta get a freestyle from you, man, exclusive on Lush Radio. Please drop me some, please.
You gotta get one off for Lush. Alright, I'm gonna give Lush.
Freestyle.
I'm gonna get something for Lush. Alright, listen to what I'm talking about, cause it's so irrelevant. Alright, this is for
y'all. Got special ed live on Lush Radio.
All right, here we go. You swimming with a shark, so you better be a good swimmer. I smell dinner. What's that? I smell food, so I come back. It's in my chromosomes. Tell them dudes that it's over, homes. I ain't going to want them. Either you eating with me or we on them. Spit with me or I spit on them. You going to respect what the fuck is going on. I'm coming for mine. You should see me when it's gone. You know what I do, nigga. You see me get it on.
never get it wrong. It's like 2 plus 2. You can never see me, nigga. You plus who? You can make a list. You can make a wish. Even on your birthday, it'd be the worst day, per se. But it's actually the last. It's special ed, nigga. Time to go to class. Tell them dudes it's a wrap for that ass. With Lushy Lush.
Wow.
You better hushy wow. Hush. You get
I'm
rushy
on Lush rush. Radio. Exclusive. Special ed spit a freestyle for me. I know y'all hating right now. Ha 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 ha. Real talk.
Shit. Yeah.
What it
you
is,
know.
Man. That's what it is. Oh, but right now I'm about to give you your time to put everybody that you wanted to put on blast live on Lush Radio. Put them on blast. Spotlight on you.
Well, for the most part, you know what I'm saying, I ain't really got too much hate in my heart. I feel like everybody out there that's doing something or making something for themselves is adding to the pot. Everybody that raised the bar, made hip-hop worth more than it was, is doing something. But, you know, I couldn't say fuck a lot of these companies that's manipulating, you know, us, the youth, that's draining us dry, blood-sucking leeches, shit like that, you know what I'm saying? And I definitely want to say, you know, in one sentence, thank you to the record label that made it possible for me. And then in the other sentence, fuck Profile Records for the rapage and pillaging of innocent civilians and children, you know what I'm saying, and just being a fucked up company to do business with. But at
yeah,
the same
like
time,
that,
yo, come on, man. Ask anybody on the label. Ask Run DMC. Ask Dana
wow.
Dane. Ask Rob Bass. Ask Sweet T. Ask Poor Righteous Teachers. Ask DJ Quick. He probably got treated decent, though, because that's when they first expanded to the West Coast. But
wow. Basically,
you know,
wow. They
still hiding. Where they at? You know what I'm saying? They got paper for me. And I'm going to get at you, too. Just hold it down. You know what I'm saying? They still licensing. They still using my shit, selling my shit to people.
Word?
And they ain't hollering at the kids, so I'm putting them on blast.
Right. Got a platform. Profile got Ed. Like some years ago, man, they owe that retribution.
Definitely. And the thing is, you know, it wouldn't be as bad if they was forthright and honest and just paying what they agreed to pay. But they don't even want to do that. You know what I'm saying? They on some real bullshit and on the street. That's a real serious offense right there. But we living in a corporate world right now where we got to do things the corporate way. And, you know, it's just a struggle, you know. You got to deal with it that way or else you won't get paid. So I'm going to get paid. Fuck that. Somebody going to pay me.
Yeah, see, like, that's what I think that, like, people want to know, like, you know, the Rule 10 number, you know what I mean? The rule,
yeah.
Don't trust the record companies. You know what I mean? But, like, from your experiences, like, what do you feel that you can tell the people as far as, like, labels go from your experience? You know what I mean? Like,
well,
you can't trust
make
labels.
Sure.
Like, people think that they can get these big deals. You know what I mean? People think
right.
they can get these big deals, but they don't understand that it's people like you who paved the way, who took sacrifices on certain things that made it possible for the people to get the things that they get now. And it's really
right.
not nothing because they don't really understand the game.
Yep.
Because that's exactly
yep.
what it is. It's just a paper game, right?
Very much so. It's just a paper game, and you got to make sure your paper right, and you got to make sure you're dealing with a viable company that's going to pay you. You know what I'm saying? You fuck around with one of these little companies, they disappear on your ass. You know what I'm saying? And you got to be chasing them down in another country.
Oh.
That's a real deal. Cause they
that's
right
a lot of experience.
Yeah, right
that's
now they're playing a paper game, sending shit overseas to another company, coming back over here and over there. Come on, man. Don't play games with people's livelihoods.
Wow.
And that's from live experience. You got Special Ed live on Lush Radio telling y'all that's the experience.
Yeah.
Well, man.
Real deal. just, you know, just watch it, watch out, watch, and make sure you're on top of it. Make sure you have some viable company that's accessible that you can go to and get your money. I'm dealing with a ghost company right now.
Wow, that's crazy. Yo, if y'all want to come in, I got last-minute callers. Y'all want to talk to Special Ed, man, because I don't have that much time left. Y'all need to call in at 347-826-7722. Special Ed, the Edson, the icon, the man, the godfather is in the building, shutting it down.
And check out that I got it made on that Grand Theft Auto joint. You know what I'm saying? It's on there on the radio station when you're in the car driving.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. That's what
it
is.
And that's another thing. They licensing it to them.
Word.
See what I'm saying?
Word. Oh, you need to get all your guap, son.
Yeah, and that keep me alive. It keep my name alive. It need to keep my bank account alive. That's what it needs to
real.
Do.
Keep their pockets fat.
Exactly. They doing
so they need to pay that retribution, baby.
They need to pay that damn royalty. That's they need to pay. They need to pay that damn licensing fee. They need to give me.
Lush Radio, one line. We got callers, Lush?
We got right now. Right now, we all got callers called right now. But you know what I'm saying? We're going to, you know, we're going to end it out soon in a few, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, I think they got an ear full. They got a whole ear full. They got a bag of jewels. They need to go to the pawn shop, cash that shit in, and do something tomorrow.
For real. That's what it is.
And go vote. Go vote. That's what I want to say before I close it out. Go vote. It's important. That's the most important shit I could say today beyond the jewels and the lessons in the industry. Go vote because that's what's going to affect your family tomorrow.
That's what it is.
And the next day.
That's what it is, man. Y'all sit here and complain and talk about this, that, and the third. If you don't go out there and vote, man, you have no reason to complain, and you deserve everything, the outcome that comes out of it. Tuesday, DMV, we out here in the DMV. They shutting it down. Y'all need to go out and vote. 100-something-year-old young lady went out and voted, so you can do it. Ed is registered in how many states, and he did it today, you know what I mean? So, you know, this is a legend. Go ahead and vote. Go do your thing. Make your vote count. It's not a game. I got one more caller calling in. I got one more caller calling in, man.
Okay.
718, you're live in the building with Special Ed, the icon, the legend, man. What's the business?
Yo, peace, Lush and Ed. This is Wisdom Supreme calling back from Supreme Entertainment.
What's good, baby?
What's good? Yeah, I just wanted to ask one last question that I'm always curious about whenever I get a chance to speak to artists who people consider great MCs. You know, you're definitely respected as a great MC, Ed, and I was just curious to know what your wish list was, if you will, in terms of who you respected as being great. Like if you were to give Special Ed's, like, top five dead or alive greatest list of, you know, like list of greatest MCs of all time, excluding yourself, who would it be?
Of all time, it's way too many artists to have just five, because a lot of them I think is on equal platforms and deserve recognition. But it's a few. Like I could even start from the era where I was inspired.
Okay.
The artist that inspired me was artists like I said before, Jimmy Spicer, Super Rhyme. That was one of my greatest inspirations.
Okay.
And then along with that came Planet Rock was one of my greatest inspirations. When Planet Rock came out, son, that was a whole nother level.
Mm-hmm.
That was like, hold up. And, you know, you had like Melly Mel, you know, The Message. It's like a jungle sometimes. The original. I ain't talking about no, you know, I'm talking about Melly Mel.
Right,
you know,
right.
And
right.
Them lyrics, I mean, at that time frame, in that year when that came out,
it was groundbreaking.
Song was deep. Yeah, that was groundbreaking for me. That was just like, yo, that's a message, for real. And
that's
then you
exactly
got,
what
you
it
know,
is still to this day. The message.
Yeah, and then you got artists like Houdini inspired me because they just went around the board with so much messages and different
songs that was really songs. And then you got like Run DMC, who opened the door and just flooded, just made everybody see that it can be lucrative, it can be real.
Right.
Niggas from Queens put it down like that, you know what I'm saying, and brought that back-to-back, you know, teamwork to the table. When they rhyme, it sound like it was just flowetry, like flowing, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
and that was
right.
then. I mean, like, nowadays, it's hard, man, because it's so, it's like a million more artists nowadays, you know what I'm saying, than then.
Right.
But me, those were artists that inspired me to do what I'm doing.
Okay.
That was my inspiration.
Right.
You know, far as greatest, there's many artists that came, you know, after and during the times that I could say is great. But I couldn't really say greatest. I could just say those are some of my inspirations. Those
okay.
are artists
hey,
that I looked up to and that made me want to rock.
Radio Online. Hey,
yeah.
Hey, Special Ed, I got a question for you. Like, what's on your iPod currently right now? What is Special Ed moving around with on his iPod right now?
I don't be playing with them shits. I ain't got no time.
You don't have an iPod, man?
I don't got no time to be fiddling around with no damn iPod, man. I'm on the move. I'm moving and shaking. You know what, though? My kids got them things. They break the headphones. They too young to care for them things, and I'm too real to even give a fuck about them things. But I do have a couple Zooms around the crib because I've done some concerts and work where Zoom was involved, and, you know, they gave me a few of them. I got some Zooms around here. I got Special Ed albums on them.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, yeah, it's a Zoom. If it's not an iPod, it's a Zoom. That's good money. You got Special Ed on your joint. That's
nah,
what you
I ain't sponsoring. I ain't sponsoring nobody if they ain't paying me.
No question. Lush Radio Online all day. Lush Radio Online all day.
Special Ed on the interview.
Let's be clear.
Yeah, what I'm saying is I don't really play with those things like that, but the ones that I do have, I got Special Ed albums on them, straight up. I just downloaded all my albums and put them on them, and I think my wife got, like, some of her songs. I got some Jamaican music on, like, some reggae, you know what I'm saying, on them. Yeah,
because you
really
are Jamaican, though. You are Jamaican, right?
Yeah. I ain't got, like, no 1,000 songs on them. I might have, like, you know what I'm saying, 50. 60. I ain't really got time for that shit, man, to be downloading and transferring and all that. Man, look.
That's what's up.
I'm sorry. Hey, can I ask a quick question? I'm glad you actually mentioned that about the Jamaican music, because it just actually reminded me that were you probably one of the first artists in hip hop, man, to kind of include some of the reggae inspired, you know, music and culture and reggae chat within your hip hop music? Back in the day?
I would say one of the first, but we also had, like, Shinehead.
Mm-hmm.
Shinehead was big. He was mostly reggae, but he did rap also. Then you had Heavy D.
Right.
You know,
right,
Heavy D Incorporated. And you even had KRS. And even though he wasn't Jamaican, he incorporated the West Indian culture in the Jamaican stuff into his lyrics.
Right.
So there was others, but definitely I was one of them. And, you know, I put it down. I had to represent. And every album I did a reggae song on, you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I remember. Definitely.
Hey,
that's what's up.
Hey, fellas, I'm sorry to interrupt, man, but we going on overtime, man. And we got to wrap it up. And I'm going to tell you, Ed, for real talk, you the only artist that I extended 2 hours, my dude.
it's been 20 years.
Man.
It's a lot to catch up on.
Real talk, man. But you know, I got mad love for you. I respect you, and I pray to God that everything that you want in life comes true. Shout out to your family. God bless them and your children. You know, let luck shine on you on everything you're doing, man. And we gonna look out and support you in everything you do. When you out here in the DMV. Holler at me. You got albums coming out. Send me the album covers. I'll promote it. It's whatever, man. I support you. You my dude, man. That's what it is.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. One love to Lush Radio, all that. And you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Keep it real for the people.
That's what it is, man.
Special that.
I'm signing out, man. You know, if ain't nobody tell you they love you today, man, Lush Radio, we love you. You know what I'm saying? Go out there and vote. Do your 1-2. Shout out to Jennifer Hutchins' family going through their thing, man. I praise the Lord. Shout out to all my people, all my fans. I love y'all. Y'all doing y'all 1-2. And if you didn't catch the show, man, log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Download it, blog it, comment on it. Send it to your friends, send it to your mothers, your sisters. I had Icons, I'm Making History. We had Busy B, Master Ace. We had DJ Finesse. We got your man, you know, Special Ed live in the building, man. I'm bringing back the best, man. Where hip-hop started, it's not a game. We're making history, like Billy Blass say, from corner to blocks to WW dots. It's not a game. I do it for the people.
Ow.
Lushy Lush, man, the people's voice, man. Real shit. You know what I mean?
One love.
You know what I mean? So we're going to leave off with Ace, Buckshot, and Special Ed, man. Y'all remember this one. Peace, love, chicken grease, happy Halloween. Ha, ha, ha. Do your 1-2. Holla at your girl. Radio. It's not a game. Love you, man, for real. Oh, Billy Blass. Oh, before you leave, Ed, man, tell them your MySpace one more time where they can check you out at, man.
MySpace.com/SpecialEdMusic.
That's what it is, man. Support that brother, man. Independent entrepreneurs doing their thing. Support them in their movement, man, because we need them in this game, man. It's not a game, man. Support him. Bring back the realness. Love you, man. I'm going to holler at you, you know, offline.
All right, no doubt. One love.
One love later.
You know,
Billy Blass, go ahead and do your 1-2. Drop your plug in, man.
Let me know, Billy Blass, Vintage Beats Productions, shout out to my peoples. You know what I mean? Jimmy Fingers, Peter Beats, P Nice, Barocco Beats, y'all out there, Mo Chips, Cartier, Lush Radio Online, y'all already know what it is. Special Ed all day, all night, Cool V, I know you out there, I hear you, baby. One.
That's what it is. Wisdom Supreme, go ahead and drop your plugins, man.
Just wanted to let people know I'm the host of Supreme Entertainment on Blog Talk Radio. We have our show every Wednesday from 8 to 9:30 and every Saturday from 2 to 4. Tomorrow's Remember That Joint game show segment where folks get a chance to win prizes with an online Name That Tune style segment and whatnot, get a chance to win gift prizes and many more. It's 2 o'clock tomorrow, Supreme Entertainment. Peace.
That's what it is, man. Love, peace, and happiness, man. Your girl, Lushy Lush. And I'm signing out, man. To all y'all, log on. It's not a game. Comment and blog and share to your friends. It's good for you, good for me. Positive people doing positive things. Lush Radio. And we out. You heard? Mwah.